Hi, I'm Ted Wei, and I'm a program manager on the Azure Machine Learning team. Today, I'll give an overview of what Azure ML is, what's new, and do a demo on how you can easily create a machine learning experiment and consume it as an API. To kick all of this off, we need to understand why machine learning is useful in the first place. It's important because it can help you tell better stories with the data you have. Take this in Krupp, a company that builds and maintains elevators. They're installing sensors on their elevators, and that data is being collected. They could tell the what happened story in the form of reports, such as, in the past 3 months, an elevator broke down in downtown Seattle. This story is about what happened in the past, and is somewhat useful. Now, they might be able to tell the why did it happen story with interactive dashboards. You can then investigate and see that a pump broke. These pumps are supposed to last 10 years, and it was brand new 2 years ago, so nobody thought it would break. At least you know why it broke down now. With machine learning, you're now able to tell the what will happen story. You can take that sensor data, run it through a machine learning model, and predict whether that part will break down in the near future. Now you know that the pump is acting strangely and will likely break down. And that ultimately helps you tell the what should I do story, because then you can replace that pump before it breaks and make sure that elevator runs smoothly with no problems. This is possible by creating a machine learning model in Azure ML, which is a fully managed cloud service that enables you to easily build, deploy, and share predictive analytics solutions. You can bring in data that's stored in blob or table storage, in a Hadoop cluster, a SQL database, or a NoSQL store such as DocumentDB. Train your model with the data in the Machine Learning Studio and deploy it as an API on Azure. It's now callable as a web service that clients can use. It's easy to create your web service, as I'll show you in a little bit. The algorithms available to you are the same that we use within Microsoft, and we also make use of the innovations in open source, such as R and Python. You can easily deploy the model with one click and have it accessible as a REST API. So we've added a lot of new modules for text, where you can do language pre-processing and detection, n-gram extraction, and LDA. Azure Machine Learning is also available in new regions. In addition to North America, Europe, and Southeast Asia, you can also use Azure ML in Japan and Germany. Compliance and security is very important, and we are HIPAA compliant, EU Model Clause compliant, and ISO 27001 and 27108 certified. We offer encryption at rest for your data, and the Cortana Intelligence Suite Gallery now supports custom modules and has a new section for videos and learning. Now I'll do a demo showing how you can easily build a machine learning model and operationalize it. Cortana Intelligence Gallery is a great place to get started in building your end-to-end solution for advanced analytics. Just go to CortanaIntelligence.com, and then you can see here, if you're interested in specific industry verticals, such as retail, manufacturing, banking, or healthcare, or end-to-end solutions, you can just click into them. For example, let's say I wanted to do vehicle telemetry analytics. I can just click into the solution, and then by clicking the Deploy button, this will deploy all the various services required for an end-to-end solution, including an Azure Machine Learning workspace. If you wanted to focus specifically on Azure Machine experiments, you can just look in the Experiments section. On here, you can see I can do news categorization, online fraud detection, retail forecasting, or any other types of experiments for machine learning. Click into one of them and click Deploy, and that'll open up an experiment within your workspace. We can go to Azure ML directly. You can just do that through studio.azureml.net. You can create a free workspace just using your Microsoft account. I'll create a new experiment here for language detection. So in this case, I have an uploaded data set of various strings in different languages. So you can see here all these different languages as my input data. And then I'm going to use the Detect Languages module. I'll just connect this. Select the column, and then click Run. All right, now that it's finished running, we can take a look at the results. And you can see that it's able to detect what the input text language is and able to tell you what the language actually is. So this is a pretty cool machine learning experiment. But now the question is, how do we operationalize it? We can click Set Up a Web Service. And what this will do is create input and output nodes. You can see how the data flows. And now that I have these nodes, I'll just run the experiment again. These are the inputs and outputs to your REST API. Now that it's finished running, I can click Deploy Web Service. And now, this model is packaged up as an API on top of Azure. You have an API key, and here is your URL for your REST API. Any app that can call a REST API can hit this. I'm going to open up an Excel spreadsheet here. And you can see how I can make use of this model. We've created an add-in as part of Excel that allows you to connect to Azure ML Web Services. So now what I can do is just use the sample data that I've had. Send this up to my machine learning model, and it will show me the output. And you can see here that it's able to detect the various languages. I have some additional strings here, just to give you an idea of the other languages that can be detected. And we'll send this up to the model. And as you can see, even in languages such as Dutch, Finnish, even Swahili, or Hebrew, or Polish, this is one way you can interface with your API. So with Excel, you can call the REST API and get your responses back, or you can integrate this as part of your end-to-end solution for predictive analytics. You can see how customers such as Rolls-Royce uses machine learning models in their end-to-end solutions today. So go ahead and give Azure Machine Learning a try. You can go to studio.azureml.net, create a free workspace, and build your own machine learning model. Open up something in the Cortana Intelligence Suite gallery, and then get started very quickly. Thank you very much for your time.